The question comes up specifically on Pesach, but it's a question for all year round. With some have a custom not to eat kabrux. They don't use matzah meal, so they only make shahakol cakes. So the shayla comes up, Kiddush Shabbos morning, can you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush b'makam tzuduk? The Gemara in Arvei Pesach and Chazal tell us, v'karasiko Shabbos oneg, b'makam kriyasa, will you make the Kiddush, that should be Yisuda. So therefore, it's always a l'chadchila, you make Kiddush over matzah, and if it's during the year on bread. And as well, we assume a kazayas of mizonos as well. Always works. That's Kiddush b'makam suda. And they bring down as well, the revias of wine also makes a Kiddush b'makam suda. So, l'chadchila, if you have matzah, mizonos, or revias of wine, and many say a revias of grape juice as well, makes the Kiddush b'makam suda. So therefore, you could fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush b'makam suda with matzah, kazayis of mizonos, or revias of wine. However, if you don't have any of those, you only have fruits, fish or meat, so pashtus, you would not fulfill Kiddush b'makam suda, and pashtus as well, or we'll discuss if it's pashtus. But if you don't fulfill Kiddush b'makam suda, you don't fulfill Kiddush, and therefore, in addition to not fulfilling Kiddush, you'll say, big deal, I don't fulfill Kiddush. The problem is, if you don't fulfill Kiddush, then you're eating B'li Kiddush, which is a prohibition, mostly Ma'ivim Machokas Rambam Ravid, if there is a Chiyuv of Kiddush, but Pashtus, the way we assume, you can't eat before Kiddush. So, in fact, there's a further discussion. So that's if you're listening to Kiddush. So if you're listening to Kiddush, it's not enough that you hear Kiddush. You have to drink also a revias of wine or grape juice. In fact, l'chatchila, some assume that the one who's making Kiddush, he has to drink a row revias because of the Kiddush. And to make a makam suda, he needs another revias. But for sure, b'diavad, b'shas hadchak, one revias is enough. So everyone should have at least one revias. If you have a revias of wine, or kizayis of mizonos, so therefore it's considered kiddush b'makam suda. So let's say you can't drink a revias of wine, and you don't have mizonos, so is there any way out except making Kiddush over matzah? So, b'shas hadchak, the post can bring down other kulas. One is from the Shilte Agiborim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down another poskim that the Shilte Agiborim writes that even fruit, discussion whether it's cooked, raw, meaning targima, even that could even that could be considered Kiddush b'makam suda. That'd be the second kula. That'd be the first kula. And the other kula is from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes that the two dinim of Kiddush. There's a din of Kiddush as a heter achila. There's a din of Kiddush as Kiddush b'makam suda. In other words, going to Rav Moshe, you can make Kiddush and eat your fruit, your fish, your gefilte fish, etc., your sushi. And then, okay, and there's no problem. So that takes away the ister to eat before Kiddush. In general, there's an ister to eat before davening. That's a separate prohibition, nothing to do with that. That applies all week long. You're supposed to daven first. You know what? What's included in that iser, you know, you could have a cup of coffee and all those type of things, but in terms of having a meal, what's included in it? But then, independent of that, you don't have the chiyuv kiddush on Tuesday, but on Shabbos, if you do, the Rav Moshe says that you can make kiddush, it gives you a heter achila, However, then when you don't fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that when you have your meal later on, you fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So, in fact, that's a whole discussion because there's a famous Taz. Doesn't actually say it, but they quote the Taz in a different context, that the whole issue of people who are Yotzei Kiddush with schnapps all year round, and let's assume the schnapps that you could have on Pesach, so what about that? Could you also fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Then we could have two shots of schnapps instead of two reviuses. So, number one, in general, is the shiloh of making Kiddush over schnapps, but let's assume you go with the Taz. Well, the Taz does, well, the Taz is talking about something else. He's talking about Rav Moshe, by the way, didn't like the Taz. So, but Rav Moshe says it was talking about, well, he is talking about Bori Nefesha. It's about if you only have a Mashahu, could you make a Bori Nefesha or not? So, Rav Moshe says, because Tosis quotes Shita, that there is a Shita that you make a Bori Nefesha even if you have less than a Shear. So he quotes with the Tziraf, Kiddush Darabanan, so based on the Taz, I think the Marasham writes, so therefore, maybe also we see that since that's the normal drink, that's the normal amount, so since you can make Bori Nefesha, so make an extension to Kiddush. That's already a Kiddush. So to say, to fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Suda on schnapps, that's already only on a shot glass, that would be a Kiddush Agabe Kiddush. Maybe some say that, but that would be an additional Kiddush. So, and anyway, parenthetically, but even though Rav Moshe is very strict, he doesn't like the Taz at all. However, he doesn't like the Taz that using schnapps, using a shot glass. I guess there's a further discussion if you use a Revius. You know, that's not different if you're just using because you need a Revius and then it's Chama Medina. But there's two issues, not having the Kiddush of the Taz. There's one Kiddush of using schnapps, even if you're using filling up a glass, filling up a Revius. And the Taz's Kiddush is even with the shot glasses. So that'd be a bigger Kiddush to say there's two shot glasses equal Kiddush B'Makom Suda. That's what you'd have to argue. But based on Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe is very machmir that the shot glass doesn't work, but maybe we could use, maybe for the shot glass would work for a heter achila, even though Rav Moshe himself doesn't like it. But if you use Rav Moshe's Kiddush, he doesn't like the Taz by Kiddush. But taking Rav Moshe's Kiddush by Heter Achil and Kiddush B'Makom Suda, you have a different understanding. You assume you can make Kiddush on a shot glass. So if you take those two Chidushim, then it could come out, then you could be Yotze Kiddush, or you could have a Heter Achila with schnapps, but then be Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Suda later. That would be a Heter. Or if you take that, you need that Kiddush to say that, you have the Shilte Giborim anyway if you're going to eat other things, but if you're not even going to have fruits and mini Targima, so then you'd have to use Rav Moshe's Kiddush that there's a distinction between a Heter Achila, so you won't violate the Yisra reading before Kiddush, but you still have to be to Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Suda. You'll have to make Kiddush later, over the meal, which is the Grush Shita that Yadavka need pass. As opposed to Gnaonim, that you Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Suda with Mizonas, and you wouldn't have to make another Kiddush later on. But for sure, if you didn't have Mini Targima, you just made Kiddush over the Shaklas, or just made Kiddush in general, you didn't have these things, then you should go ahead and be Yotze Yaminish of Kiddush and Kiddush B'Makom Suda.